Now we come to the very important sector of industry, and that refers to travel planners and organizers. Because you may have a product, you may have an attraction, but that need to be planned and put before. Again, this highlight what is the importance of travel planner and their role in this travel and tourism industry. So travel planners are divided into the following. It refers to the traditional travel agencies that we all know, where they take from you the required services that you would like to do. They will plan some itinerary for you. They will book for you a hotel. All the traditional form of a travel agent is falling under as a travel planner. The travel agent will be able to tell you how many flights of Emirates going from Mumbai to Dubai, which other airline, Air India Express, Air India, IndiGo, SpiceJet, etc., etc., are the number of airline that go. Where does all this come from? It through the travel agent. Then we have a travel planner, tour planner. They design your itinerary, what you should do at day one, how many days you should spend, what are the activities that you can pick up. All these are done by travel planner who are expert in their own way of activities. Then we do have the travel agent. The agencies take the franchisee or their agent for IATA airline. Travel agent not necessarily mean IATA agent, but definitely they have the expertise, the knowledge of helping you in planning your travel and tourism activity. So these are travel agents. Then conference organization, which is a big sector that is now getting momentum and being accepted in the industry. Conference organizers. Big events are happening around the world in form of MICE event, meeting, incentive, conference, exhibition, or event. All these conference organizers play a very important role in putting up their activities from visiting, taking, putting up every activity that a conference would need. They design all those activities. Then we have got booking agencies like Yatra.com. These are examples. Airbnb or Booking.com, Travigo, etc., etc. These are all just booking agents. They buy in bulk from the supplier. Here, the hoteliers I'm referring to, and then they consolidate and sell it online to the end user. So they are all booking agencies. Then we have got leisure travel planners and organizers. Now, leisure travel planners will always be required. Dear students, remember this. Leisure travel planners are those who have continuously been supporting in designing itinerary. The generic agents may not be required so much like a leisure travel planner. What activities that they could offer to the end users, what they can do. You are flying for the first time, say, to Wellington in New Zealand, or you are going for the first time to Uganda and you don't know what to do, where to stay. Of course, you can learn about it, but how to put that in an order into a planning format, in a planning format that only a leisure travel planner will organize and design for you. So they play a very important role as an industry sector. We pick up another one, tourist place and destination marketers. I just mentioned this, that National Tourism Department, tourism boards, any tourism board that runs and promotes. For example, Incredible India has taken the responsibility of promoting India in international and domestic markets. Of course, they may not be the nitty-gritty seller, but they will create awareness of our country into international markets. And likewise, Malaysia, Truly Asia, will market Malaysia as a destination to end users who will love to go and see by the promotion done as an industry promoter about the tourist places. Likewise, tourist places and destination market should be made known to people. You may have a wonderful destination or tourist place, but if it is not marketed, imagine what will be the awareness of that. So the tourist places are being marketed by destination marketers. We move further in understanding regional and state or local tourist offices. This very much defines the regional tourism boards in India. For example, Maharashtra Tourism, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat Tourism, so on and so forth, Kerala Tourism, to give you a few examples to you. These are all regional tourism boards or tourist offices who work under the umbrella of Incredible India or India Tourist Office. They are regional. Likewise, further defining regional could be Maharashtra Tourism Board having their own branch or office in Konkan Belt, having an office in Vidarbha, having an office in southern part of western Maharashtra, etc., etc. And then we take another very important factor which promote a destination, and they are very important in counting as an industry sector, are travel association. Could be an association of travel agent, tour operators, tour handlers, destination market, which are present locally. For example, Thai Travel Agent Association of India, which has an office in Mumbai, which is a travel association. And likewise, TAFI, Travel Agent Federation of India. They are all travel association. And likewise, on international platform, you have got World Travel and Tourism Council. You have got PATA. You have got the number of international tourism associations spread around the world, looking after the growth of travel and tourism, and they play a role as a sector that is needed to promote a tourist destination. PATA, for example, promote the tourist destination in Pacific Asia. So we now pick up, after understanding the industry sectors, we now pick up the inductive linkage and the marketing mix that are important in creating a marketing power. These are the very important marketing mix. So we begin with, we have seen now how travel planner and organizer, tour operators, they work, what is their role and what they do and what they come up as a marketing power. Because they are required to promote any destination. They are required to promote the attraction. And the role played by destination planners who set up, who design, who make it, what they say American is, they make noise around the market. Yes, this is our product. Some of the new products that have come in can only be filtered down to end user through destination planners only. People will not have it. Of course, there is a social media that goes around. But then, even to put it on social media, you need all these destination planner, travel planner to come up and make the marketing strong. Then coming in, the role played by market demand. Now, what is the market demand? What do tourists want? Internationally and domestic. For example, a destination needs more airline to fly in there. A destination needs more hotel room to be given. A destination needs more train services to be going there. More train stops, train that goes down need to make a stop at that particular point, because that point is getting, like, for example, Ayodhya. Now, Ayodhya, many domestic flights are now operating all around India. You have a flight from Mumbai to Ayodhya and so on. So this is depending on the market demand. And then with the market demand, you bring in all this and you create a marketing plan. So travel planner, destination planner, and the market demand, international and domestic, will bring in a marketing mix. A day visitor, for example, may not like to stay in a hotel, but a day visitor may love to have an airport hotel where they can freshen up before they go for a meet. Or there must be some good food joints so that they need not wait for food. So that again is a role of a marketing mix. Looking at the transportation facilities, I mentioned and gave example of Ayodhya, where Ram Mandir has been built up. And likewise, more airlines flying to a new destination just to provide facilities, connectivity by rail, road, bus, etc. And then, of course, when the demand increases, the supply should also come up with the international and national standard to support the marketing power. Say, for example, tourist attractions, and then people start going down to Lonavala, Matheran, to look at the waterfall, to look at the rain and the mist in that area. So you need more hotels. You would need more food to be offered to them. You need more supply of buses, autos, and so on. So also there should be combination in marketing mix and the linkage with the leisure activities and accommodation. So now, traditionally, when people were going down to Mathura and Lonavala, they were going to specific points. Now you have got theme parks in Lonavala. People are taking a boat ride in the lake in Lonavala and Mahabaleshwar. All these are added attraction, leisure activities that have been put up to create as a marketing mix and creating a marketing path. So this particular marketing mix slide suggests to you that combination of all these can create a marketing path without any of this falling short, then there will not be a marketing path. Understanding the marketing mix, the important role required and played by all of that, we move to understand, we shift now to the global industry. And well, we talk about the international tourism. So as we know, as compared to a domestic tourist, international tourists are, why international tourists are more required? Because it creates higher socioeconomic class and they have more spending capacity. Not everybody takes international travel. For example, within international travel out of India is more than 20 million, but arrival to India is just within 10 to 11 million. So international travelers who go on international destinations will have more understanding of social culture because they respect and they understand different culture. So there are different type of people who are internationally accepting different cultures, and likewise, they have a better spending power. Then international tourism refers to staying for more time or longer duration as a stay destination. So this means people staying more time. People who come to India, some of the tourists who come to India from international destination, plan their trip for almost one full month and not a whistle stop, like many of us do. In a week or 10 days time, we finish 3 countries, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. As again, some of the international tourists who come, they start from North India and they end up in South India, Western India, and Eastern India. And they spend almost one full month spending their holiday in India. And that is what the longer destination. Many Indian tourists who go down to US or Canada to stay with their friends and relatives, they stay longer time. They travel within US utilizing the Visit USA pass, WUSA fare. They avail that and they spend, because to fly to that long destination, they have already spent big money. So, as compared to domestic tourists, international tourists are totally high spending, different understanding, and they stay longer. They use costly transport, which means they like to, and they also stay at expensive accommodation, like 3, 2-star, 4-star, 5-star hotels, or luxury hotels and resorts, because their spending capacity is more, and so on. So international tourism overview, we have seen why international tourism is encouraged. Not to forget, they bring in foreign exchange. So all the tourists who come from abroad will be spending in a foreign currency. They would have paid for their hotel in dollars or in another currency than Indian rupees. They would also bring in currency which will contribute to our country's GDP and increase our balance of payment. So we will have more dollar or euro or pound coming in from an international tourist. Then international travel and tourism are affected by the outbreak of COVID. Of course, none can forget what happened in the COVID era. We have seen totally standstill. The industry was totally lost for international travel. Registered as much as minus 80% versus the previous year in 2020. And international tourism got heavily affected because of the COVID. It's a nightmare. None can forget that. But yes, international tourism was heavily affected, not because of anything else. Yes, of course, with the COVID, but international borders were not open for people to travel. It only opened after 8 to 10 months. Well, in the end of 2020, or for some countries in 2021. Of course, we are discussing this as an overview of travel and tourism for international travel. Don't forget, international travel was not allowed. None of the airlines was operating because of the COVID. Airlines suffered heavy losses. Again, in an industry overview, according to UNWTO, now we are picking up some statistic. Please pay attention to this statistic, which is a very important part. In 2022 onwards, after the COVID, the travel and tourism industry started recovering slowly but gradually from 2022 onward. And we can proudly say in 2024, we are at par what we were in 2019. So the year 2020, 2021, and 2022 were the years of recovery for international tourism. So as the travel and tourism industry is recovering from the disruption in February 2022, what happened? A major event of Russia invading Ukraine resulted into a war. And dear students, remember that the war or the terror is the biggest enemy of tourism. For a successful tourism and travel industry, need peace to prevail. Without peace, the tourism cannot progress. Any terror activity happening anywhere in the world, that destination get heavily affected by the terror. So this Russia and Ukraine war started showing impact on travel and tourism industry. Because overall, several countries at that time imposed restriction on travel, not to Ukraine, not many people, but even the aerospace around Russia and Ukraine were declared as war zone. The same thing which we experienced in the past when Iraq and Gulf War were going on, when the war zones were declared and aircraft movement was moved from that area. So again, what I want to highlight here, dear student, is the war, the terror is the biggest enemy of travel and tourism. Some statistic here given to you how the figure shows. These are very well explained. You can see in this graph, until 2019, we continuously shown a growth ongoing. Then came COVID, and in the March 2020 onward, we showed some arrivals, but after March, it showed a negative growth. So 2020-2021 were down to more than 50% to 75% to 80%. And from 2022 onward, we started showing growth. And look at 2024, we are almost at par with 2019. So defined to that, I'm reading for you certain statistics. According to UN tourism estimate, international tourist arrival virtually recovered pre-pandemic, which I've been highlighting that in 2024, we came close, not close. We exceeded 2019, which means the industry came on track in 2024. And mind it, this is all because the peace started prevailing. Though we still see from some place the sign of war or some sort of atrocities, some sort of attack, but these are not as worse as COVID. And I explained to you, because COVID, the international borders were closed. Moving further in understanding travel and tourism industry overview, the year 2024 marks the consolidation of international tourism recovery from its worst crisis ever, 4 years after the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic. So an estimated 1.4 billion international tourists, again, remember, we are talking of the tourists who overnight stayed, were recorded around the world in 2024, an increase of 11% over 2023. So yes, as I highlighted in the previous slides, 2019, as the base year for our discussions and study, 2020, 2021, 2022, all were the years which were worst years for international tourism industry. So look at this statistic. Very interesting figures are given to you, dear student. As I was mentioned to you, international tourist arrivals, ITA, and these are taken from the statistic given by IATA and UNWTO. So 2019, Americas, we refer to North and South and Central America, 2019 was 290 million international tourist arrival, and we still sit in 2024 at 213. So we haven't crossed 2019 for Americas. But with regard to Europe, yes, we are exceeding 2019, which was standing at 742 million as against in 2024, we are 767 million, excuse me. Now we are looking at 2026 statistic. Okay, so we are looking at Asia Pacific 2019, and we are looking at 315 million. Middle East 94 million, showing a wonderful growth to Middle East. Asia and the Pacific is recording a drop, which is really an alarming for us to be worried about. Africa has shown a ten of growth. Generally believed Africa as a poor nation, but no, they have registered a growth of almost 5 million. So world will be 1.4, and we are looking at 1.4 in the year that is under discussion. So moving further, dear student,